pregnant. I don't want to just...
No, you have to just
like throw it away. I want to see if we can actually make it work. But at the same time, I don't want to get abused and fucked over and fucked around, dude.
Nah, dude. Like, it's just hard, dude. Relationships...
Yeah. It's tough, dude. We're not talking nighttime party time.
Yeah.
Talking about daytime ice tea.
Well, you know, you were talking about you.
Does anyone in this application have any other health insurance coverage other than Access or Medicare?
No.
What health plan would you like to choose? I have the Arizona Complete Healthcare, Banner University, Care First, Magellan Complete Care, Mercy Care, Stewart Health Choice, or United Healthcare?
Let's go with United Healthcare.
Okay. Okay, 1 moment.
Oh, you're fine. Take your time.
We're going to go ahead and record a voice answer. I will ask you 4 questions, and I'll read a statement of truth that you must agree to. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are, yes.
Please say your full name.
It's Scott Daniel Waite.
Please say your date of birth.
It is... I proceeded. Okay, no, I presume I'm sorry.
And is anyone there applying for a migrant or a seasonal farm worker?
No.
Has anyone you're applying for been determined to be blind or have a disability by the Social Security Administration or by the Veterans Administration?
No.
Has anyone you're applying for had a felony conviction for possession, use, and distribution of a controlled substance on or after August 23rd of 1996?
Nope.
Anyone you're applying for running for the laundry felony charges and violation of probation or parole?
Nope. Got a clean record, this guy here.
And is anyone in this household attending school?
No.
Are you living in HUD housing, like Section 8 government housing?
No, nope.
And do you pay for any rent, rental space, or mortgage?
Yes.
For which one?
For rent. I pay rent.
How much do you pay?
$680 a month.
Does that include utility expenses?
Yes, that includes all the utilities. And then I pay $100 for internet.
So that wouldn't be a utility expense?
Okay, so the $680 would cover everything.
And do you pay for a telephone or cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, how much do you pay?
$138 a month.
Has anyone in this application received nutrition assistance from another state?
No.
Has anyone in this application received cash assistance from another state?
No.
Are you or anyone you're applying for on strike?
What's that?
Like a job strike?
No, I'm on strike now. I'll take any job given to me, so.
And are you or anyone you're applying for a border?
What's that?
That's an individual who resides with others and pays for reasonable compensation for room and meals.
Oh, nope. I'm on my own. No border here.
Okay. And does anyone you're applying for have any type of bank account?
I do, yes.
What's the total balance of your account to the best of your knowledge?
I have 120 $30 right now.
Do you have any cash checks or money on your prepaid debit card?
I don't. That's all I got.
Do you have a trust fund or any cash inheritance?
Nope. If I do, it's a surprise to me.
Do you have a retirement account or annuity?
I had a, no. Not that I know of.
Do you have any stocks, bonds, certificate of deposit, money market accounts, or mutual funds?
No.
So we have to complete the application. Okay. I allow one to pay for the application to register, and then you'll comply with an interview. So you would just call the interview line Monday morning, or you can always go directly into a local office for an interview as well.
Okay, so I'm calling Monday morning at the same phone line, or is there a better number to call?
It's a different number. I'm going to provide you with a number. Do you have something to write with?
I do. I'm writing it down right now.
And it's going to be 855.
Okay.
777.
Okay.
8590.
Okay.
You would just call them on Monday morning.
Okay.
Go ahead and just follow a prompt. You'll press option 1 for English.
Okay.
You'll verify your full date of birth.
Okay.
Your home address, zip code.
Okay.
And your phone number.
Okay, I can do that.
I'm also going to provide you with your case number and the application ID number.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes. Thank you so much for helping me out. I appreciate it.
No problem. I do want to thank you for calling HA Plus Customer Support. We have to take a 1-minute survey.
Yeah, go ahead and put me on there. I'll give you high rankings. You did awesome. I appreciate it. And Zalka, you're awesome, so.
I'm going to go ahead and connect to a serving. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Hey, you too. Thank you. Have a happy new year.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for offering to provide your feedback. How satisfied are you with your customer service experience? Rate your answer on a scale of 1 to 9, with 1 being very satisfied and 9 being very dissatisfied.
1.
Thank you for providing feedback. Goodbye.